Open Letter to the Good German Inside of You by Alison Blunt. A band leader contacted me with regards to confirmed dates in an upcoming tour, asking as to whether I had taken the quote-unquote vaccinations, explaining that, quote, the situation in Germany is starting to become 2G, geimpft und genesen, or vaccinated and recovered, end quote. If I am not intending to be injected, then he said he would need to replace me. Clearly entirely ignorant of the human consequences of going along with the totalitarian circus and of the currently flagrant violations of the Nuremberg laws, he mentioned proudly, amongst other things, his lifelong position of being entirely uninterested in politics. Here's the reply I sent to him. Dear bandleader, thank you for your email about the upcoming invitations for our ensemble to perform in Germany and Austria in 2022. I'm fully aware of the twists and turns of the screw, the attempt of total control of society through the imposition of medical martial law. I've been following its global course with shock, but not huge surprise, since the start of 2020. I am fortunate to have been researching for many years, and am therefore not at the mercy of propagandist mainstream news. I know how and where to check the sources of what is then spun into so-called news for the purpose of manipulating the people into obedience through brain-numbing terror. There was no corona crisis in reality. What happened was a long-planned manipulation of the usual flu season, which each year always, unfortunately, kills many of our elderly and vulnerable. This manipulation was achieved by simply attributing their deaths to a new, quote-unquote, pandemic. The so-called tests for an alleged new killer virus were designed even before the virologists in Wuhan had computer-generated the assumed theoretical genome of the putative SARS-CoV-2 virus. This assumed genome was created using what were deemed to be, quote-unquote, likely nucleotide sequences based on previous data entered in GenBank. The WHO/UN attempted a similar con with the swine flu in 2009. But, due to the observations and expertise of Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg, at that time a member of the German Bundestag and chairman of the Subcommittee on Health and vice-chairman of the Committee on Culture, Education and Science in the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, the pandemic hoax was uncovered. Devastatingly, however, by the time the lies were finally clear for all to see, many people had been permanently damaged by the new jabs, manifesting various symptoms including narcolepsy. Important to note that once the scam was uncovered, the swine flu disappeared overnight from all of the mainstream media outlets. In late spring, early summer 2020, mainstream news had to change from unending lies about COVID causing excess mortality, there wasn't any, to soaring cases of COVID, because excess deaths simply could not be found to continue the lies. Cases means nothing more than people tested positive with a fraudulent and utterly meaningless test. But this was beyond most people's understanding, since their brains were already turned off by the relentless gaslighting and incoherent narratives they kept paying attention to from the mainstream media. In 2009, after the swine flu fiasco, the WHO quietly changed the definition of pandemic so that such a thing could be declared even without any deaths. Mainstream media has worked hand in hand with governments as the mouthpiece of propaganda in order to promote and maintain mass fear and hypnosis. Thousands of world-renowned and expert voices from medical science have been silenced and smeared by the state-sponsored media in order to promote the idea that there is unanimous agreement about the whole virtual reality to which we have been subjected. The new DNA/mRNA jabs are being actively trialled on people. People trusting these new injectables are taking part, like guinea pigs in a lab trial. Despite all of it having been done openly in plain sight, many people seem to have overlooked this, and, indeed, many other facts that are freely available on the internet, which would lead them to wonder whether there might be an agenda to the mass lying we've been subjected to since, well, forever. I have not, and certainly will not, start taking fake tests for a non-existent novel virus, tests in which the number of amplification cycles is dialed up or down in the laboratories according to the whims of the governments, in order to give the impression that there is a rampaging disease amongst the populations. I will certainly not be taking any of the new experimental medical injectables that are all still in trials until 2023 that have only received approval on non-existent emergency grounds for a non-existent declared pandemic and that have long since far surpassed the abilities of previous so-called traditional vaccines to maim and kill. I am certainly not prepared to show my papers. I have a sovereign right to live freely and breathe freely. I am no threat to anyone except those suffering from cognitive dissonance and mass hypnosis, who yowl in pain when they are presented with facts that don't correspond to their mass media-fueled virtual reality online existence. All who go along with the regime perpetuate it. Anyone complying with the demands is an enabler. It's true that Russian roulette gives you a 1 in 6 chance of being killed right away. Certainly a far higher likelihood than the current mRNA vaccine roulette. However, with Russian roulette, if it doesn't kill you or maim you, it loses all its capacity to do so until the next time you choose to play. In the game of vaccine roulette, played with these apparently high lethality quote-unquote vaccines, at least potentially or in part intended for population reduction, death or increasingly apparent iatrogenic symptoms may strike immediately, or it may strike a few hours, days, weeks, months, or years later. Volunteering to take part in the trials of these new medical interventions can be compared to agreeing to have a loaded gun to your head for the rest of your life. I, for one, would opt in preference for Russian roulette. Musicians aren't exempt from thinking and checking facts for themselves. Since when did being an artist involve, or require, throwing in the towel regarding fundamental human responsibilities that belong to us all? In many other professions, one would be surprised, and perhaps a little concerned, if an individual changed how they conducted their work activities based on their research and thinking about issues in life. One would not expect a plumber to rethink his approach to fixing leaky pipes or broken boilers on hearing about the plight of Palestinians, for example. But for an artist, coming to grips with, for example, the complexity of historical colonial assault on Palestine might lead to the creation of new art. The hand-to-brow, I'm an artist, abdication from functioning in this world is, in my opinion, as good a reason as any other not to ever take their art seriously. After all, what is their art expressing if they have no understanding of, participation in, or comment on the challenges of life and in society? When artists profess to generally not being interested in researching what is going on in the world, yet persist in believing the mainstream news political rhetoric without question, how can they claim to be quote-unquote unpolitical? And, more to the point, what do they bring to their art? In past times, artists sat together discussing philosophy, politics, poetry, and all manner of subjects, and how these related to both the act of creating art and how art can communicate ideas. For decades, it has seemed to me that many artists are under the impression that they have some kind of priestly calling to not research or think critically about current or ongoing issues, and to churn out products or play gigs and tours as if it's their entire raison d'etre. I have long felt that grappling with the truth of matters and researching all kinds of issues in this world is an essential aspect of developing as a human being, and that these activities are crucial to forming and cultivating the artist's voice. It is not about being political. That the current political systems are a total distraction to polarise and confuse people is glaringly obvious, especially since 2020. Identity is first and foremost as a living being. Political allegiances are blinkers that prevent us from seeing clearly. If the unjabbed are not permitted to travel or perform in March 2022, I would like you to consider the profound implications of replacing me in the ensemble and playing the concerts in the tour. You and the ensemble would be enabling and supporting the current fascistic system that is driving towards a two-tier society. You mentioned that if I don't take the jabs, and they are required by the venues and festival directors, then you will be forced to search for someone to replace me in the group in order to play the dates. Have you so completely assimilated the propaganda and virtual reality? Have you even asked the venue and festival directors about their position on this fascistic segregation promoting a two-tier society? Or have you been only too happy to secure the much sought-after invitations, hoping that the whole band will just follow the ludicrous tyrannical rules like the good Germans in the 1930s? Living in a blinkered world, pretending and communicating to the audiences that none of this matters, transporting yourself and the audiences to the other worlds that live music offers. What a lie to live that way. People who don't want to be part of this huge medical experiment have been losing jobs, losing livelihoods, losing touch with family members and friends, and now we see governments locking up the unjabbed. If you choose to be jabbed, then I assume you consider yourself to be protected against the COVIDs. So, why would I need to be jabbed? To protect you? Good grief! The insanity and the lack of science is beyond what space and time affords me here. It's abundantly clear that massive division is the intention. Division within families, relationships, and society in general. Going along with it all signals that you are absolutely fine with that. I, for one, look forward to all the ever-widening cracks in the narrative eventually bringing down the whole house of cards. I look forward to seeing those responsible for crimes against humanity, such as have never been seen before, receiving their just deserts. Those who have just followed orders and rules in order to keep their careers and societal standings have caused and continue to cause unimaginable and needless suffering all around the world will also receive their dues. On discovering music improvisation, I started to understand sovereignty. Without a score, without a leader, and with nothing materially external to follow, this kind of music making can have a profound impact on life, both on and off stage. Freedom and responsibility go hand in hand in this music making, as in art, as in life. Making music whilst listening to the sound of the river, the wind in the trees, and the bird songs is far preferable to playing with musicians who essentially consider that accepting gig invitations which entail unnecessary and forced medical interventions for the ensemble, and I assume for the audiences who attend the concerts, to be ethically and morally acceptable. Even if I never set foot on a concert stage again because my artist colleagues are perfectly happy to comply with all the rules, to not think critically, or stand up against this encroaching global totalitarianism and medical martial law, my skills as an artist will continue to inform my life and interactions with others. Sincerely, Alison.